No, absolutely not. We've had absolutely nothing communicated to us from Irish Water with regard to this. The last we did get a confirmation, and actually that's very disturbing and very disappointing, if I'm honest, because the last time we'd anything in writing would have been last year, where it was kind of said, well, it was said that it will, the funding is in place and the whole thing will proceed in 2022. That was early enough in 2021, we said we prefer it to be sooner, but you know what, 2022. We're halfway into 2022 almost now, and nothing, absolutely nothing. We've had the sludge thing below, clearing it out all right. So far, we've no odours this year, but that's not going to stay like that. As the summer progresses now, it will get worse. That is particularly disappointing, I have to say. I mean, if they're only in the process of acquiring land acquisition, how long is that going to take? That reeks of delays to me now, straight away, you know.
So you don't take any comfort in this latest update that this is where they're at?
I don't, no, I don't. And actually, it's poor old form too that they don't keep people updated or that they don't let you know. This is an important issue for people living with it day to day. We're the ones who can't open windows. We're the ones who can't do the normal things, put the clothes out in the line. You know, our kids are, it's a health and safety issue. Our kids are the ones that are out, you know, playing, kicking balls around. And it's not really good enough. They should keep people informed. And as I say, it's just, even though you get something, it doesn't seem to mean anything anymore to get something in writing, because they can still come along and they can still delay the whole process. I don't know. What do you do after that? Where do you go? Who do you turn to after that, really? You know, there seems to be no will there, you know, to pursue this or to get it over and done with. This is so, so pathetically out of date, this plant, and it's so dangerous, really. And yet, here we are, you know.
Magella, do you have any fears that you could end up back at square one? I mean, if they're only in the land acquisition process at the moment, would you be fearful about whether or not the construction will actually get underway next year?
We had a huge abandonment of a ring road here close. You know, nothing would surprise me. I hope to God we don't go back to that stage again. I really do, because that would be beyond, that would be insufferable. We have had a huge problem with this link road, this ring road, that, you know, there was fabulous work done and it would definitely have a huge impact on Meelik, and it was just abandoned. Road bridge went into liquidation and it's just abandoned for the past few weeks. Everything was just left in where it was. A huge project. I cannot understand how Roadbridge got a contract and for it to just end like that in the middle of the operation. And there's dumping and all starting with that now. There's people coming out dumping litter on this road, on the roadways leading up to Meelik. It's extremely worrying. There's no sign of anything happening. It is very depressing, really, you know. So nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me when it comes to these works and public works. But I'd be hoping that that's not the case. That's all you can do, really.
That was going to be my final question, Magella. What would you be hopeful of in terms of this project? I don't think that 2022 looks like it's set to be on the cards for construction to begin, but you'd like to see it perhaps early 2023.
Of course. And you know what? Were we naive? You know, isn't it a great pity, like, that you can't believe what's down in black and white in front of you? These works will proceed in 2022, and here we are. And now, all suddenly, you know, there's an excuse now for them not to proceed. You can but hope, you know. You just hope for the best and keep asking the questions. I suppose, in a way, we were naive. We didn't keep making the phone calls and getting updates. Now that we know, we know. But it's upsetting, really, and it's deeply worrying that you can have this at this stage of a process. This is going on for so long. We could write a book at this stage about it. But all we can do is hope for the best and hope. Their word doesn't seem to mean much, but you'd be hoping that you know, even just from a health and safety point of view, this is outrageously bad for people's health.